I'm Richard Leakey. At the moment I'm working as Director of Kenya's Wildlife Service. This is a position I've held before, but between when I first had it and now, I've been for a while in politics. Throughout my life in Kenya, I've done a number of different things, and I guess I started out wanting to be a game warden. And in that sense, being at the wildlife is both a fulfillment of a dream, but a very frustrating fulfillment, because as the director of a service, one never gets out into the national park. One is simply stuck in an office, hearing about what other people have had the good fortune to see, to do, to experience. But anyway, I have had the opportunity over the years to be in a number of wonderful places in Kenya, and my earlier career was devoted to the search for human origins, a field that my parents were part of, which I was exposed to from a very early age, and for which I devoted the first 20 years of my working career. My wife, Meave, and I have made many finds with our team. My parents, Lewis and Mary Leakey, worked first of all in Tanzania at Olduvai Gorge, and most of their career was spent there. I suppose the discovery my mother made, in fact she made more dramatic discoveries than any of us, but in the early 70s, her expedition working in Tanzania at a site called Laetoli uncovered footprints, and these were footprints of an erect human ancestor. There were three individuals that walked across the volcanic plain, leaving very clear footprints, and these dated to 3¾ million years, and in many ways this was as evocative as the footprints on the moon. This has to be one of the seminal finds in terms of galvanizing global attention to the enormous antiquity of humans as we know them. But then she has made other finds that have been in their own way as dramatic, and it was her discovery in 1959 at Olduvai of the first reasonably complete datable human ancestor. It was a skull of a species which then was called Zinjanthropus. It's subsequently been renamed. But in many ways that confirmed East Africa as the focus for research, and much of the work she did, much of the work I and my wife have since done, really stemmed from that one discovery. Prior to that, there was no funding. Prior to that, there was some work being done in South Africa, but there was still very much a sense that true early humans would be found in Asia, not in Africa. And so she made that enormous find, drawing attention to Africa, to the Darwinian belief that this would be the cradle of humankind. I worked in Lake Turkana in northern Kenya, and I began my own program of excavations and discovery in 1968, really, when we first went to a site called Kubifora. I suppose one of the great highlights was the recovery in 1984 at Lake Turkana of an almost complete skeleton of Homo erectus, and one of the more complete finds that's ever been made, a so-called Turkana boy. It was a skeleton of an individual that died almost 1.8 million years ago. The individual gave an insight into the physique and natural history of an ancestor living that far back that we'd never dreamt we could find. And it continues to reverberate in terms of the new knowledge, the new insight, the acceptance of a very ancient ancestor that was very human-like. I find that looking for fossils is exciting. It's very exhilarating because you find evidence that you know is going to rivet humanity's interest. You know you're seeing the very first time something that is going to fundamentally affect the way people think of themselves and our species. I think the study of human origins is rapidly moving to a point where the main part of the story will be known. It's rather like you can pick up a newspaper and you can read the headlines and you can read the subtitles. We will always have new text to add. The structure of our past, the big story, is probably fairly well known now. I think there will still be some new finds, some excitement. But in many ways, I think I've been fortunate to live through the sort of start and the end of this explosion of excitement about our own ancestry and identity.